I don't like living in LA. I had to live out there for like 6 years. Who knows, maybe I'll go back. I don't fit in out there, I don't. Surprise. You know, everybody out there is really upset that Adam Levine has acne, you know. But, you know, the modern music nowadays, again, I don't get it. I don't get the modern music. I'm a fan of the old classic rock, Springsteen. Ozzy Osbourne I love, Judas Priest. Van Halen's great. There's a great documentary about Ozzy Osbourne on Showtime right now. It's so fucking great. Poor Ozzy, man. His wife and kids won't stop shopping, so he has to continue to tour. He's like 72. He's touring the world, so the whole documentary is like him in Brazil like this. Mr. Crawler, lend me your hand. My wife won't stop shopping. He forgets the words to songs. I'm on the crazy bus, off the road rails. Poor Ozzy. But you know, those old groups would get sued for satanic lyrics, you know? And to me, that's, you know, okay, fine. Those lyrics were like jokes, but what about some of the rappers nowadays? When is someone gonna sue some of these rappers for these songs? They get away with shit that you'd never get away with years ago. Like 2 years ago, Jay-Z had a song called Empire State of Mind. It was about New York. It was with Alicia Keys. And I love Jay-Z, good song and everything, but when's someone gonna sue him for a song like this? It's him and Alicia Keys, is a duet, and it's basically a blueprint on how to be a crack dealer in New York City. I mean, I'm paraphrasing. I'm not sure exactly how it goes, but it's basically like this, that song. It goes, I used to cop in Harlem, went down to my stash box. I cooked up the crack in the McDonald's bathroom. I sold crack to your grandma. Then I sold all the cars. I started stealing cars below West 8th Street. I made a deal with the Gambino family to sell all the coke below 13th Street. And then we bought an apartment complex. We would make the coke in the front. We would sell the coke in the back. And then we start kidnapping kids. We would start stealing cars. Then we started a whole criminal empire from dealing coke, dealing weed and everything. And then out of nowhere, Alicia Keys goes, New York! Where dreams are made of. What's someone gonna solicit? If I were Jay-Z, I'd see how far I could go and get away with it. He's so powerful, that guy. I would see how far I could go before someone complained. Like, if I were Jay-Z, the next verse to that song would be something like, and then if you get arrested, you go in your jail cell and you make a shiv out of a toothbrush. And the way you do that is you pour toothpaste onto the toothbrush, you make it into a point, and then you put it in the microwave oven. When it comes out, it's like a shank or a knife, and you put it down your jumpsuit. When you go into the cafeteria, you stab a guard. Don't stab him here. That's a murder rap. You want to stab him right here. He'll just pass out. And then you get the Gambino family or somebody in organized crime to break you out of prison. When you get there, you steal a car and you start doing hits for the mob. And when you do a hit and kill someone, you got to put lime in the hole so the body dissolves. When you're out of lime, what you want to do is dump the body over the Hellgate Bridge, because the current under Hellgate Bridge is so crazy and strong, it'll take the body all the way out to the ocean. The cops will never find out. You'll never get convicted. New York! Yeah. Yeah.